edition of the program. 855-453 is the number. That's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue. We'll go with your phone calls and then talk about snuggling and how much it's worth. Because one lady, actually more than one apparently, getting paid to do it as a profession, full time.
We'll snuggling, to not yeah, it.
Cuddling, that's right. let's continue, though, with you and your calls. Sam is on the line listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, so, and there's a lady here.
Hey, Sam.
I'm calling because last Friday, at the end of the call, I mentioned that the Apollo mission might have been faked, and Mark, that conspiracy phobic host of yours laughed at me, and so I wanted to explain some of the...
I think we both laughed at that one.
Well, I don't think Mark was there, though.
Oh, okay, right, Friday. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Daryl would have been here.
Yeah. So
wasn't Johnson?
Well, Stanley Kubrick is who we were actually talking about, and I referenced a very special camera lens that he was given by NASA. There was a French documentary crew that interviewed his wife after he passed away, and she pulled the spec sheets and a thank you letter out of the safe, out of his safe, and showed it to the camera crew that was there interviewing. And suggested that that was kind of so a really firm piece of evidence. Why would NASA give this multi-million-dollar satellite lens to some unknown film director that they have no relationship with? But the real crux of the whole moon landing hoax around Apollo 11 is encoded in the movie The Shining. Is that something you guys have seen?
I've seen it.
Okay.
It's Stephen King novel, right?
Book, correct.
Right. So and it's got Jack Nicholson in it.
Here's Johnny.
Yep. He goes up with his family to. He's going to be the caretaker of this hotel up in the wherever it was.
Somehow goes crazy or gets possessed or something.
Yeah, and then attempts to murder his family.
That's right. And actually, some of the Stephen King fans were really angry at Stanley Kubrick over that movie because he departed from the book in a number of significant and really also insignificant ways. Mm-hmm. And it's because what's encoded in the movie is really his confession of how and why he faked the Apollo 11 moon landing for NASA.
Now, I have to say, this is interesting.
Did Kubrick say this?
Well, okay.
No, it's a theory.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No, this is a new theory, though. I never heard this version. I mean, because I've seen the claims about the moon landing being faked. I've also seen the counterclaims that debunk the claims that the moon landing was fake, and those are also very interesting. Okay. But this is the first time I've heard this one, so go ahead.
And I'm not saying that NASA and the U.S. government has not been to the moon. I think, you know, I've watched Mythbusters where they did the moon landing and all that, and they show some really compelling evidence, like the reflector that's sending back the laser from the moon and giving you speed of light measurements and so forth. So I think absolutely governments have been to the moon. I'm saying that maybe what they did after the Gemini missions where they burned astronauts alive and had all these failures was that maybe they didn't want to put that live on primetime TV so that, A, the American people wouldn't see it if something were to go wrong, but also so that, you know, the Russians who we were engaged in this Cold War with, the government was engaged in the Cold War with, wouldn't see the kind of technology and advancements that were at the cutting edge of NASA's capability at the time.
I mean, it's plausible to suggest. The
suggestion is that the United States put astronauts on the moon, but all the information we have about the moon landings is faked, right?
Well, it's that, yes, that what was presented to the public was faked, was maybe done on a soundstage using backscreen projection, which is something that Stanley Kubrick was made famous for from his movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, which is, you know, highly acclaimed and was groundbreaking for its time and all of that. So it's that they went there, but maybe they didn't use the Saturn V rocket to go to the moon. And there's a great YouTube video.
It's possible, right? Like, I mean, it's a plausible suggestion that the government would have set this up just to make it look like, you know, everything was peachy, and that, you know, to essentially scam the American people wouldn't be the first time.
Those astronauts must have been petrified on this mission. I mean, either that or they're just people that you know, look at situations with the kind of bravery that I don't understand,
yeah.
And I don't believe that for a second. They must have been petrified on this mission to be in the dark void of space, trying to land on another body and then return.
But ultimately, Sam, I mean, this just kind of falls into the category of, oh, wouldn't that be interesting, right? Because it doesn't really have any bearing on what's going on today, right?
Well, no, I think it does, and that's, you know, I'll be calling in over the coming weeks and so forth and kind of building a bigger picture that I think will really reshape kind of what people accept as reality if you go and look into it. And this is just another one of those pieces. So the thing I would suggest for those that really find what I'm talking about interesting is to go to YouTube and watch The Shining Code. It's like an hour and a half sort of documentary that takes the symbolism and the embedded codes in The Shining and lays them out, shows you the background of what was going on and so forth. And then you can go and watch The Shining and see, you know, all of these things kind of unfold, and you'll get a very, very different perspective. I want to give you some of the highlights that were in there. And like you mentioned, it was Jack Nicholson was in
the only
movie.
Thing that was good about The Shining was Scatman Crothers. He was great in that movie. But
Scatman was in The Shining?
Yeah, he played I believe he played the bellhop.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So there's Jack and Danny, and in the movie, these two characters, Danny's the little boy, they represent Stanley Kubrick. Jack is more of the practical business side, whereas Danny, is more of the artist. He's psychic in the movie. He gets these visions and so forth. And, it starts out by Jack is going into the hotel, and there's all kinds of symbolism around the letter A and the number 11. You know, if you watch the Shining
Apollo
code,
11.
You'll see this code for Apollo 11, correct.
Interesting.
And when he goes into the office to meet with the current manager, that guy represents the U.S. government or the NASA guy when he went in to interview for this work that he did on the Apollo 11 mission. And you can see that because the guy's wearing red, white, and blue. There's a eagle on the right behind him on the windowsill. And, of course, the name for the module that landed on the moon was
It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, you know, the person that came up
Somebody had some time.
Really able to put these things together, draw a lot of comparisons.
And this goes on. And how long is this documentary?
About an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half, but there's a really key scene in there that I want to tell you guys about. And that is, I'll skip over some of this. Basically, he's throwing a ball against the wall when he's supposed to be working on his novel, and the ball eventually disappears into the darkness of the hotel. And later, Danny's playing on the carpet, and it shows a high shot over his head. And, of course, the pattern on the floor looks like the launch pad where the Apollo rocket was launched from. And the ball rolls up, and he picks up the ball, and then he stands up. And on his sweater is sewn on a rocket that says Apollo 11. And then what does he do? He takes the ball. He walks down the hallway to room 237. Now, in the Stephen King book, it was room 217. But the aware observer would note that the average distance between the sun and the moon is 237,000 miles.
The sun and the earth, excuse me, the moon and the earth?
Exactly. Now, the day before, he had a vision of the previous couple, the previous caretakers, where the guy was told the father went crazy and killed them all. They told
all right, so for somebody that wants to spend their time on this, what was the video again?
The Shining Code.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453.
A custom carpet would really have to be difficult to come across, and somebody would really wonder about it.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here, 855-453 is the number. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can bring up anything that you want, as proven by Sam's call there. He's bringing up this conspiracy theory that suggests that not only was the moon landing faked,
but it takes it to the next level. Because we've heard the moon landing theory before. That one's been, you know, somebody called about that one, and then we found some of these other, there's a bunch of claims about, you know, if you look at the video of the moon landing that, oh, well, this proves that it's fake, this proves that it's fake. This, you know, they highlight certain things in the video. And you can go online and you can find the counter arguments to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an interesting exercise in futility, you know, learning about all this. And yep. It's
get
a good
beer
way
in
to
your hand, watch, be entertained.
Right. You know? We've got a bunch of, you know, we've got the luxury of having free time to watch television and things like that. So, you know, why not watch something like this? But it takes it to the next level, this theory, and says that not only was the moon landing faked, but it was actually Stanley Kubrick who was hired to do it. And not only was he hired to do it, but he made The Shining all about how he was hired to do the moon landing. So, I mean, it takes the moon landing conspiracy and really cranks it up to 11. So we posted I haven't watched the video, I'm just going on what Sam said about it, but we did post the link to the video that he was recommending on our Facebook and Twitter, if that's something you want to spend your time on.
I don't see why it matters, but I guess Sam is going to call in over the course of the next few weeks and tell me why it matters.
That is what he said. Yeah, so we'll find out.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 855-453. I know I have. 1-855-450-3733. So you know you can really bring up absolutely anything here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Barry, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey Barry.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called a couple days ago, and I was talking about they legalized marijuana in Washington State and Colorado.
That's right.
And one of you said, well, you know, that doesn't – oh, I know what it was. The federal government, I think, is going to get involved because I think I was going to compare that with the Arizona law about the immigration. They stepped up their immigration law. And the federal government got involved. And I just heard on my radio station, WBTS, that the president of Mexico is kind of upset because the war on drugs, if these two states legalize these drugs, it's going to, it's going to deter the war on drugs. That makes no sense whatsoever. You can grow pot anywhere. So.
Right. Well, a lot of marijuana does come across the border. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mean, you know, Mexico and many South and Central American countries have expressed an interest in ending the war on drugs, the leaders in these countries, because they see the damage that's done. Honduras specifically is probably the best example out there.
But it's not that good. I mean, the best marijuana is grown in a mountain. And, West Virginia is pretty well. The best marijuana, in my opinion, is Meigs County, Ohio, because they have bat caves, and the guana it just grows marijuana great. So,
well, I'm not going to dispute that, but
there's a lot of pot out there, and
the very best tomatoes are probably grown in Italy. However, we get most of our tomatoes in this country from Mexico.
You have some tomatoes you're growing in your own backyard, and they were very good.
I recommend those. I recommend any tomato that you grow. You know, I'm just saying that just because the best stuff might be grown in bat caves in Ohio.
Do you think the federal government will get involved?
I wouldn't doubt that the federal government is going to try to get involved.
You mean
in
Colorado and Washington?
Yes.
I suspect you'll probably see a lawsuit attempting to assert federal control over those states challenge states' rights.
The worst thing that can happen to the DEA is that they attempt to get involved and then fail. And if they have millions of people that are just kind of streaming past like ants. Here's what happened when the wall fell in East Berlin. Basically, they said that we are going to take down the wall. That's my East Berlin accent. And and then the reporter asked when, and then the supreme leader or whatever this guy is says, I guess now. And then people just rushed the wall. I mean, people came out of their houses. They were listening to state TV and state radio or whatever. They rushed out of their houses and they began to tear the wall down. These soldiers that were standing at the wall did have guns. They could have shot some of this people, this wave of thousands of people coming
like the
at
end
them.
Of V for Vendetta.
But you could, I mean, what are you going to do? You're one man with a rifle and there's 100 people rushing at you. You might as well drop your rifle, turn around and run with them.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's the war between the states, yeah, I know it was about slavery and all that, but it was about states' rights, and we lost our states' rights.
States' rights to slavery, yes.
Well, it was also about taxation.
That's true. And it's wonderful talking to y'all.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, Barry. I appreciate your thoughts. It was also about taxation and, you know, unfair levels of it being imposed on the South versus the North.
The North was attempting to pressure the South in many different ways to end slavery. And, you know, it was a despicable institution, no doubt about it.
So, yeah, I think that you might see some sort of federal lawsuit to assert their dominance over those states. You might also see continued raids.
Once you see legalized marijuana in you know, a state like this over a period of time, you know, how are they going to unlegalize it once you have a lawsuit that goes through over the course of years?
That's a good point, Mark, and you know, that's just me speculating. What the hell do I know?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt you're right. And as I understand, Alaska.
Well, it won't stop them from going in and raiding the, you know, the distribution points. I mean, that's what they've been doing in California, where they'll just go into a medical pot shop, take all their pot, take their cash, and then walk out the door without charging anyone with anything. And then how do you get your money back? You're screwed.
Alaska decriminalized marijuana for a period of time and then recriminalized it, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of things that these states can do. You could make marijuana illegal. And see, the problem with, they made marijuana legal so that they can tax it. What if they made the fine for possession of a pound of marijuana and under $1? It's a $1 fine. Then at that point, the police would never bother giving out the fine.
Right.
And
it's not worth their
it
time.
Would operate in a decriminalized fashion that would frankly be preferable. And what could the federal government do about that?
Yeah, I agree. The decriminalizations is the best way to go about this, and we've yet to see a state try decriminalization because they always
Ann Arbor, Michigan had a $25 ticket for possession of marijuana under a certain amount.
I mean full decriminalization.
Well, I'm suggesting decriminalization from that standpoint. If you decriminalize, the federal government's going to do the same thing to the state. The state could just say, well, we don't have any responsibility. You go after the distribution centers if you want them to shut down, I suppose, under full decriminalization.
Well, I can't imagine that that's what they won't do. Like, I saw an article and it actually said that they weren't interested in going after sick people. They were just interested in going after the drug dealers.
They being the DEA.
And first of all, DEA. First of all, I don't believe that at all because they have definitely targeted medical marijuana clinics in California.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder what kind of incentive this will be. Like, I would be scared.
All of a sudden, they found compassion.
Right. I would be scared to open up this business in Colorado because, I guess you would, I don't know, you'd have to have some strategy involved in not having all of your assets in one place.
Yeah.
Because I would
take the cash out multiple times per day, that kind of thing. Yeah. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. There are businessmen who are willing to take those risks, though, I bet. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to watch. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If you dial in toll free, 1-855-450-3733, you can bring up anything you want. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-855-450-FREE. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various different features that we share with you for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site, head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy a lot of stuff. Archives, the webcam, news updates. In fact, if you want to sign up for our news updates, I would recommend you go to news.freetalklive.com. We have an email list, which is the way to guarantee you'll see absolutely everything that we send out, and that'll be just the most important information about Free Talk Live. If you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, you'll get more than just what's the most important. You'll get stuff that's less than the most important. You'll get observations during the show, posted show prep content, sometimes questions, that sort of thing. So go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for whatever method is your preference. Email, Twitter, Facebook, more than one of them, all three if you like. They're all free. news.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get Bitcoins. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way to get Bitcoins. And, you know, in the Bitcoin world where things are just emerging, the little guys can kind of drop the ball. BitInstant.com is probably the biggest Bitcoin company out there, a company that deals directly in with Bitcoins. You can trust them. We've been to their offices. They're great guys, and they're running a great operation. BitInstant.com. And, you know, if you need to find out more about Bitcoins, I'm going to talk to you about them here in shortly. It's BitInstant.com.
Let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk about snuggling and what's going on with a woman and, her, I guess, a partner of hers that are hiring themselves out as professional snugglers. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, John is listening in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank all three of you for your service, along with everyone else at Free Talk Live.
Oh, gosh. Well, thanks.
I'm not serving. I work for a living.
I am serving.
You have to serve people in order to get ahead in life. You have to give people what they want, and therefore you have to serve them with what they're looking for. All right, so I appreciate that. And, you know, what's better than thanks is to share us with other people. Like, it's cool for you to say thanks, and I appreciate it. But the best thing you can do for us is to share Free Talk Live with friends on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, word of mouth recommendation, some other things that are useful to become members of the AMP program for $5 a month. Call a local radio station and ask for the show to get picked up if you don't hear it in your local area.
Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, those are all good ways to thank us. But go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Sure. I'll do those things.
Thanks.
There was a caller yesterday from Mark and Stephanie, a veteran of Vietnam, I believe.
Yep.
Who was talking about how he thought it was, you know, special the way veterans had served their country, but he couldn't point to a military action in his lifetime that he would defend as actually useful to the country.
Hmm.
Not Vietnam, not the current wars going on, and you know, there's just this big moral disconnect I see in what I call super citizen worship with the soldiers. I don't go out of my way to pick on soldiers, but, you know, when they start talking about what an important thing they do, well, they're not really serving me by taking orders from Obama or George Bush.
Yeah.
Right. I guess there's two options to feel. Like, if you disagree with foreign war, this foreign war, but maybe you think that other ones were good. But if you come to the conclusion that every war in your lifetime was probably a misuse of the military, I guess there's two conclusions you can come to, and one of them's difficult to sustain for me. One of the conclusions is that the military is basically an organization of people that kill people and break things for money, and they work for politicians who most Americans think are liars and thieves. So that's one possibility of things that you can think about people, and I've heard that posited, and I would love to hear a defense against that. The other possibility of what you could think is that soldiers are brave men and women are thinking ahead, that they really they're out there patriotic people that aren't doing it for the college money. They're not doing it for the uniform and the girls they might get. They're not doing it because they don't have any real prospects, in life out of college, that they're doing it for their patriotism and that they're good people. They're just being misled by the politicians and that they're looking at, that they look through history and they see that other soldiers were misled, but they're still absolved because of their patriotism of any sort of wrongdoing of being misled again. And I don't know how to really rebut either of these, but I kind of think that the second one doesn't really hold much water. It just doesn't make much sense to me.
No, I don't admire people for being misled to such a great extent.
Now, I was going to sign up for the military, I'd like to point out.
The mysticism we have about worshiping the military, I think it's something that we really have to push back against, although it's hard because it's a very volatile taboo.
Yeah. Well, people's kids died. I mean, people's kids are dying for this country. If you're dying over in Afghanistan or dying in Iraq or one of these places where the war doesn't seem to make sense, or even as the caller said in Vietnam, where he said this war just didn't make any sense, but that's what he came to the conclusion later. You're telling the mother of that son, this Gold Star mother, you're saying that her son died for nothing, and That's tough.
That's a tough message to deliver.
And the veterans pay the biggest price. Not just do they die, but they lose limbs, they lose their minds. And to tell these people that lost so much that the reason that they fought was silly.
Yeah.
Or political.
For political reasons, for fat politicians to have political gains and for corporations to have, financial gains. That's a really tough message for them to swallow because it means that whatever they sacrificed it for nothing. Mm-hmm. And they sacrificed greatly.
Well, sacrifice? I mean, I don't know if it's a sacrifice to say, I'm going to take this risk for this money.
Yeah. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But the deal stunk. So they, at 18 years old, they took a deal. And that deal was, you're going to get paid whatever amount of money it is. We're going to give you college. And, you know, the statistically...
They sacrificed their future for that deal, whatever it was that convinced them to join up. They sacrificed whatever else they could have created.
And there are a lot of cases where recruiters just completely lie about what job they're going to be doing. So you could be thinking you're signing up for a completely different job and not going to be in combat or something like that, and then you could get sent overseas, duped. And you have no say in it whatsoever.
And there's a reason that they sell this to 18-year-olds and not to 40-year-olds.
Because they're uneducated.
We were talking about during the break how young people just don't plan ahead. They tend not to save money. When I was young, I went to concerts and I blew my hearing out. And I hear wee noises in my ears now because I literally sat in a giant speaker one time at a punk rock concert. These are the kind of poor planning.
Is that in the speaker?
In the speaker.
How do you do that?
Well, it was a big speaker.
Wow, so it was like the little bass cannons that were in there?
It was, something. I mean, it was sitting in the speaker. And this is the kind of planning that goes on. So you the only way you can sell, here's a job that you're going to get paid really poorly, you'll get a cool uniform and lots of people respect you, but the chances of you dying are higher than any other job, and you'll probably, let's not forget the depleted uranium, the blown off limbs, the PTSD, and all these other possibilities that turn into probabilities when you're talking about foreign wars going on. You can't sell that to a 40-year-old. You have to sell that to an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Besides, 40-year-olds
really
have aches and pains.
Disconnect in the caller who's saying, well, I can't point to anything good that the military's done in my whole life, but we still deserve credit for it.
Because, we still got to support the troops, even though
we still deserve credit for doing something that wasn't helpful at all.
I didn't hear that from the caller. What I heard from the caller was that he respects the people in the military. He was in the military, but what they are respected for has been misplaced.
John, thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Cuddling coming up. That's a lot more friendly than military war. So there needs to be more cuddling. If there was more cuddling, then maybe we would have less war. So we'll find out how you can get cuddling without actually having to have a loved one. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453, even in the remaining moments of time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. If you would like, you may support the show, and one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Shop.freetalklive.com allows you to access Amazons from different countries, click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping done. You got holiday shopping to do for your family members, loved ones, the boss, whoever it is you're shopping for. You can probably find exactly what you need through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do it, you get the same great prices you're used to in Free Talk Live benefits because we get a cut of the sale. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins. I mentioned them in the last segment. I want to tell you what they are. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency for the Internet. And you can use them in real life, but they are certainly integral to the Internet. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money, payments anywhere in the world, virtually instantly, without having to pay any fees. So you can send money quickly to somebody in Botswana. As long as they've got a computer, you've got a computer, you can send money to them. With Bitcoins, you don't have to pay any fees to do it. It's an amazing technology. It allows micropayments, which is going to really free things up on the Internet, and it gives you complete control of your own bank account. With blockchain.info, you can get a fast and easy bank account, Bitcoin account that is encrypted in your browser, or you can download at weusecoins.org. You can download the Bitcoin software, and it'll update the blockchain. That can take a while to get done and get started, but you can get started really quickly with blockchain.info. Mm-hmm. With blockchain.info's wallet, you can do some special things. You can send payments to people's Facebook accounts, your friends' Facebook accounts, mm-hmm. to people's email accounts, to
phone numbers,
people's phone numbers. And, you know, so many people around the world, they don't have computers. They've got cell phones. And you can do business with people over their cell phones this way. It is to go find out about that blockchain.info for that account, and weusecoins.org to find out more about. Well, actually, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there.
Okay. Great idea. 855-450-FREE. Tell me, Julia, about how I can hire a professional snuggler.
Yes, I wanted to talk about something a little nicer than war and elections, because that's what we've been, well, at least I've been talking about the past couple times that mm-hmm. I've been on the show. So I found this article. It's from the Daily Mail, and it is about a professional cuddler who makes $260 a day by inviting strangers into her home to take a nap.
$260 per day.
A snuggling nap. There's a lot of pictures of her snuggling, so.
Well, that's what she does for a living.
Yes. Spooning peacefully in a double bed, this pair could be any normal couple on a Sunday morning. But revisit the scene an hour later, and Jackie Samuel will be curled up in the arms of another man.
Someone else.
The 29-year-old is a professional cuddler. She turned to snuggling with strangers to help pay for her studies and provide for her young son.
What does she get? What does she get for a snuggling?
It says here that she makes up to $260 a day and cuddles with 30 men a week, including war veterans. However, her business, The Snuggery, has not gone unnoticed, and her college has threatened to expel her.
What?
While others have called her a prostitute.
A prostitute?
She said, I think I was born knowing how to snuggle. I think everybody
was born.
It's
a very natural thing, right?
Knowing how, snuggling's pretty simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, from birth, humans...
That's true. Your mother probably snuggled with you.
Well, I mean, while you're in the womb, you're technically snuggling at that point. You can't not snuggle there. And there certainly is a lot of evidence to show that, after birth, parents that have contact with their kids turn out better. Like, they're less likely to be serial killers,
sure.
For instance.
Sure.
So, contact, really good idea. And...
She continues, I think clients come to me for all different kinds of reasons. Some of my older clients, their wives have passed away and they just need someone to lay with, to experience touch with. Some of my younger clients are between relationships, some are in problematic relationships, and some are just curious and they come to find out what it's going to be like.
She's making about $95,000 a year cash, by the way.
Jackie advertises
not bad at all.
Her services online and charges $60 an hour.
If she's got 30 clients a week at $60 an hour and 1 hour per client, she's making about $95,000
nice.
In U.S. dollars.
I'm doing the wrong thing.
Tax free.
I'm a little
cash.
I've got to say, I'm a little disturbed by the.
Why?
Just the concept. I mean, it seems a little weird, but
it's very personal.
It's very personal.
And there are a lot of people I wouldn't want to cuddle with.
Well, does it seem weirder than sex for money?
It does.
Why? Because you've never heard of this before?
Well, that's certainly the case. But this is, it's more intimate in many ways than sex for money.
It's less throwaway, yeah, I guess you could say that.
But I think it's fine, and I think that human touch is really important for the mental well-being of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, being a man, I can certainly understand how this would be, could be a valuable thing if you don't have somebody to snuggle with, you need somebody to snuggle with. And, $60 an hour, obviously it's worth it to some clients.
I'd be more interested in that. Like, if I were looking to purchase a service like that, I would be more likely to purchase a cuddler than a whore.
Most whores would probably cuddle with you.
This is probably true.
Yeah. But they'd be more expensive. It's probably more like $300 an hour as opposed to $60.
Depending on the lady that you hire, there's different levels of quality and price. But, you don't have the risk of sexually transmitted diseases this way. And as you said, it is a very intimate act.
I'm wondering now, did she get groped? It's not like generally when I do a cuddling, somebody's going to get groped at some point.
You mean like to grab her butt or something?
Parts are right. Going to get touched.
Okay. So it says here that the cuddling can take place anywhere in the cottage, but most choose the bed.
Mm-hmm.
They are banned from touching parts of her body covered by underwear, which she wears underneath the pajamas. The business has done so well that she's even hired another snuggling profession. Her apprentice has yet
to... She can't handle the hours.
Yeah.
Too much.
Her apprentice has yet to take on a client by herself, but she has joined Jackie on two occasions in what they have termed a double cuddle.
Whoa!
I wonder if you get that for the same price.
I doubt it.
No, you probably have to pay extra.
Despite her strict rules on sexual...
Special for special clients.
Yes. Despite her strict rules on sexual activity, Jackie has received a barrage of emails and phone calls slamming her as a prostitute.
That's horrible.
She added, some have said I'm worse than a prostitute because they think snuggling is more intimate than sex.
I wonder how many of them
agree that it's more intimate than sex.
Well, now, isn't this something that goes back to something you've said on the air before, Mark, about how, women hold certain keys to sexual activity with men?
Certainly.
So, therefore, some women are really jealous of prostitutes. And in this case, it's that same jealousy, right? Because they're essentially...
It's competition.
Right. They're adding competition to the marketplace that you can just buy rather than having to jump
through
all manner
of hoops.
Put up
with whatever her crap is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the fact is that some people stay in relationships, male and female, and put up with crap that they wouldn't otherwise put up with.
So they can have intimacy.
If they could have, you know, intimacy or sex or whatever it is. So I think that some people out there feel the competition, not necessarily the people that give the crap, but I think that they're certainly part of them.
That's why I would go out on a limb and suggest most of these people calling her a prostitute are women. That's just going to be my guess.
I would
not
imagine.
That you would know, but.
So it doesn't say, it does say...
The Bible has no prescription against cuddling.
Right.
It does say that Tim says that he, Jackie's cuddles has helped him following a bad breakup and described the session as meditative. However, he said he would not continue to see her while in a relationship. There's no cheating immoral. There's no cheating element. It's not immoral. I just think it would be inappropriate.
I would agree.
Is it cheating?
Probably. I would think that it would be found inappropriate by many people.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because it's very intimate.
But so what? There are single people in the world, and there are people like widowers and things like this. She's doing a service as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I think she's heroic. I think it's a great service.
I'd be interested in seeing some kind of study that showed, you know, mental health, that addressed mental health in this area with, you know, cuddling sessions. I'd be interested in seeing studies that had to do with rape in a given area where, you know, prostitution and cuddling were, you know, this kind of cuddling thing were allowed to be...
Would rape go down?
Legal. I'm just interested.
Yeah.
You know, many people, it's verboten to say that rape might be sexually driven in our society. It must always be said that it's
dominance.
Controlled.
Yeah,
yeah, it's control driven. I'm not entirely
convinced
of that. I don't know. I'm certainly not an expert, but I'd be interested in seeing.
I mean,
you
were in prison for 9 years. I mean, did you ever get any insight into that?
I've seen some people that seem to be very sexually driven.
Well, there's rape porn out there, which shows that there's a market for rape fantasy.
It seems like those two things are somehow collapsed together. That sexuality and domination together. And I don't know.
I think this is great news, though, that lady has found a way to make some money for herself and provide us something that's a very valuable service, obviously. $60 an hour. That's more than I charge for production work. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.